This is Akashvani, the news read by Sunil Verma. President Draupadi Murmu will attend the national conclave on the Adi Karma Yogi Abhiyan in New Delhi today. The Ministry of Tribal Affairs is organizing the conclave under the vision of Vikasit Bharat as enunciated by Prime Minister Narendra Modi. The conclave is being held in conjunction with PM Janaman and Dharti Aba Abhiyan. The conclave will focus on Tribal Village Vision 2030 from ideas to implementation. A key highlight of the event will be conceptualizing Tribal Village Vision 2030, aimed at finalizing policy inputs, implementation frameworks and project execution strategies emerging from nationwide consultations with tribal communities based on over 50,000 village action plans. Prime Minister Narendra Modi inaugurated, laid foundation stones and dedicated to the nation multiple development projects worth around 13,430 crore rupees at Kurnool in Andhra Pradesh yesterday. The projects span across key sectors including industry, power transmission, roads, railways, defence manufacturing and petroleum and natural gas. Addressing a gathering in Kurnool, the Prime Minister highlighted India's rapid strides in clean energy and electricity access. Highlighting Andhra Pradesh's technological push, Mr. Modi lauded the state's efforts to establish Kurnool as India's drone hub. Mr. Modi also outlined the vision for Vishakhapatnam to emerge as an AI and connectivity hub, hosting the country's first artificial intelligence hub. The filing of nominations for the first phase of Bihar Assembly elections will end today. Out of a total of 243 seats, 121 constituencies will go to polls in this phase on November the 6th. Districts covered in first phase include Patna, Darbhanga, Muzaffarpur, Gopalganj and Bhojpur. The scrutiny of nominations will be held tomorrow and the last date for withdrawal of candidature is October the 20th. Polling for the second phase is scheduled on November the 11th and the counting of votes will be taken up on November the 14th. Gujarat Chief Minister Bhupendra Patel will reshuffle his cabinet today. All 16 Gujarat ministers submitted their resignations to the Chief Minister yesterday, ahead of the cabinet reshuffle. The Chief Minister has accepted their resignations. A senior BJP leader said, "The ministers were told to submit their resignations to give the Chief Minister and the party leadership a free hand to carry out a strategic reset ahead of the local body elections in the state." The outgoing Council of Ministers comprised 8 cabinet-rank ministers and 2 ministers of state, independent charge, and 6 ministers of state. The External Affairs Ministry has said that India is closely monitoring the situation between Afghanistan and Pakistan. Briefing media in New Delhi, Ministry spokesperson Randhir Jaiswal said it is clear that Pakistan hosts terrorist organizations and sponsors terrorist activities. He said it is an old practice of Pakistan to blame its neighbors for its own internal failures.
We are closely monitoring the situation. 3 things are clear. 1, that Pakistan hosts terrorist organizations and sponsors terrorist activities. 2, it is an old practice of Pakistan to blame its neighbors for its own internal failures. And 3, Pakistan is infuriated with Afghanistan exercising sovereignty over its own territories. India remains fully committed to the sovereignty, territorial integrity and independence of Afghanistan.
Union Minister for Agriculture and Farmers Welfare Shivraj Singh Chauhan held a high-level meeting to deliberate on strategies for making Krishi Vigyan Kendras, KVKs, across the country more effective and empowered. During the meeting held in New Delhi, Mr. Chauhan highlighted that there are currently 731 KVKs in the country and while expanding their network, it is essential to strengthen them for the benefit of small farmers. The union minister instructed officials of Indian Council of Agricultural Research to ensure that KVKs are provided with adequate financial human resource and technical support to streamline their functioning and enhance their efficiency. The 5th Khelo India University Games KIUG will be held in 7 cities of Rajasthan from November the 24th. The host cities are Jaipur, Ajmer, Udaipur, Jodhpur, Bikaner, Kota and Bharatpur. And that is the end of this news bulletin.